I don't know if you're a dude, a chick, neither, both, or something in between, but for simplicity's sake, let's pretend that you're a caveman. You got yourself a nice little cave with some sick stick figure paintings and a little wifey who can light a mean fire with some twigs and stuff. Well, one day you're out in the plains looking for some food or whatever the hell you cavemen do all day, and you decide to drop back by the crib to rest for a little bit. You roll up to the cave and notice some other dude's loincloth outside. Oh, hell no. You peek your head in and see that asshole Grok from down the street about to make your mate reproductively unavailable for 9 months. Are you just going to take that? No way, man. Evolution's got your back. As soon as you realize what's going on, your brain prompts a neurochemical cascade that kicks your sympathetic nervous system into overdrive. In other words, you hulk out. Your heart pumps massive amounts of blood to your muscles so you can dash across the room like the Flash. Your pupils adapt to make your vision as sharp as a hawk, and before he knows it, you have that scrawny asshole by the neck. This is an example of the infamous fight-or-flight response. Super useful for bashing in the skulls of would-be prehistoric cuckolders or running for your life from that giant bear that thought you were trying to steal its cubs. Not so useful when you're in the middle of an exam or taking a crowded elevator up to the 23rd floor. A bit of anxiety is helpful and adaptive. It's completely necessary, not only for fight-and-flight situations, but also the force that will kick you in the ass and remind you that you need to get your report done before the deadline. Anxiety becomes a problem when it's triggered seemingly out of nowhere.